This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Nagdhunga Sisnekhola Tunnel inaugurated, marking milestone in Nepal's transport infrastructure. Tunnel expected to ease traffic congestion and improve road safety. All side meeting calls to maintain social harmony in Sunsari. Home Ministry forms probe committee. Dr. Govinda KC ends 5-day hunger strike after 7-point deal with government. And US and Iran continue talks as Trump signals no interest for prolonged negotiations. Now the news in detail. The Nagdhunga Sisnekhola Tunnel was formally inaugurated yesterday, marking a major milestone in Nepal's transport infrastructure development. Minister for Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal, Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Maeda Toru and Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA President Akihiko Tanaka jointly inaugurated the 2,688-kilometer tunnel. Speaking on the occasion, the JICA President Tanaka described the project as a historic achievement for Nepal's transport sector, while Ambassador Toru said the tunnel built with Japanese official development assistance reflects the strong and long-standing partnership between Nepal and Japan. The tunnel is expected to significantly improve travel between Kathmandu and Novi Sad by reducing travel time and easing chronic traffic congestion at the Nagdhunga checkpoint. The 2,688-kilometer tunnel also provides a safer alternative to existing accident-prone mountain road, improving the efficiency and reliability of transport on one of the country's busiest highways. Officials say the tunnel is expected to enhance road safety, ensure smoother traffic flow, and support sustainable transport management. In addition, a new Nepal-Japan technical cooperation project has been launched to strengthen Nepal's capacity in tunnel planning, construction, operation, and maintenance, enabling the country to independently manage similar infrastructure in the future. The government has stepped up measures to restore peace in Sunsari following Sunday's deadly clash between two groups in Kaptanganj of Devanganj rural municipality. In an all-party meeting held at the district administration office yesterday called on all sides to maintain social harmony and support efforts to uphold law and order. A prohibitory order remains in force in Devanganj, Guski, Kaptanganj, Bhutaha, Harinagara Bazar, while security has been tightened and normal life is gradually returning. The Ministry of Home Affairs has recalled Sunsari Chief District Officer Basudev Khimire, the Chief of Kosi Province Police Office and the District Police and Armed Police Force Chiefs. The new officials have been deployed and a 5-member probe committee led by Joint Secretary Bhupendra Thapa has been formed to investigate the incident and submit its report within a week. The violence claimed the life of 24-year-old Om Prakash Mehta, who died while undergoing treatment after being injured in police firing. Altogether, 24 people were injured, including local residents and security personnel. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission has urged all stakeholders to resolve the dispute through peaceful dialogue, maintain communal harmony, ensure a fair investigation, provide compensation to the victim's family, and guarantee free treatment for the injured. Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki has also appealed to the public not to be influenced by rumors or incomplete information and to help preserve social harmony while assuring the provincial government's full cooperation in maintaining peace and security. Medical reform campaigner Dr. Govinda KC has ended his 5-day hunger strike in Thangadi after reaching a 7-point agreement with the government. Dr. KC called off the protest yesterday evening following successful talks with the government negotiation team. The agreement was signed in the presence of House of Representative member Pukar Bum and Prime Minister Balendra Shah's health advisor Professor Dr. Jagdish Prasad Agrawal. Under the agreement, the government has committed to operating the Sahid Dasrath Chand Health Science University at full capacity and implementing reforms in the medical education sector. The deal also includes a commitment to run the university's teaching hospital with at least 300 beds. Doctors and health workers in Birganj continued their strike yesterday in protest against the vandalism at Narayani Hospital and the assault on a doctor following a patient's death on Saturday. Medical services, including emergency care at Narayani Hospital, remain suspended, while doctors from private hospitals have also joined the protest, disrupting healthcare services across the city. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety has urged the protesting doctors to resume work, assuring an impartial investigation and legal action against those responsible. A 5-member probe committee has been formed to investigate the incident and submit its report within a week. Police have detained one suspect in connection with the attack, while the injured doctor, Dr. Pramod Ram, is being prepared for transfer to Kathmandu for further treatment. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said the Security Board of Nepal, SEBON, should strengthen quality regulation to ensure the sustainable development of the country's capital market. During an inspection visit to SEBON on Monday, the Finance Minister said the board must maintain transparency and place investors' interests at the center of its work. On the occasion, SEBON Chair Dr. Gopal Bhatta said a blueprint for capital market reform has been prepared and implementation is underway. He added that a new directive covering IPO issuance, intraday trading, margin lending and short selling is expected by mid-August after consultations with stakeholders. The Ministry of Information and Communications has led a comprehensive discussion on a draft bill to amend and consolidate laws related to the proposed Media Council. During the meeting on Monday, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmelsinna stressed the need for a strong, independent and effective regulatory body to promote credible, accountable and professional journalism. Participants at the discussion also called for clarity on whether the government plans to establish a new media council or retain the existing Press Council Nepal through amendments to current laws. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam has called on the people of her constituency to unite and actively support development efforts. Addressing a religious event in Mahdi of Chitwan yesterday, Minister Gautam reaffirmed her commitment to Mahdi's development and pleas to stand by its people in every difficulty. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has warned businesses to immediately stop the physical and online sale and distribution of goods banned by the government of Nepal after receiving complaints about such activities. In a notice issued yesterday, the department urged all importers, traders and sellers to strictly comply with legal provisions and government restrictions on banned items. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States says it is continuing talks with Iran, with President Donald Trump describing the discussions as very friendly while indicating he does not favor prolonged negotiations. Iran, meanwhile, says Washington is seeking a way to end the conflict. According to the Al Jazeera, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has arrived in Washington for talks with President Trump, where developments related to Iran are expected to be a key focus. Separately, Saudi Arabia has condemned a drone attack it says was carried out by Iran-backed groups in Iraq targeting Riyadh and oil facilities in the eastern province. Meanwhile, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk says the United Nations has documented alleged violations of international law by Israel in Lebanon, including incidents that may amount to war crimes. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the Himalayan and hilly regions as well as the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. The Tarai of Kosi and Madhes provinces will see partly cloudy skies. Light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan region and at many places across the hilly areas. In the Tarai, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is expected at many places in Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces, at some places in Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in Kosi and Madhes provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces, as well as in the hilly areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nagdhunga Sisnekhola Tunnel inaugurated, marking milestone in Nepal's transport infrastructure. Tunnel expected to ease traffic congestion and improve road safety. All-side meeting calls to maintain social harmony in Sunsari. Home Ministry forms probe committee. Dr. Govinda KC ends 5-day hunger strike after 7-point deal with government. And US and Iran continue talks as Trump signals no interest for prolonged negotiations. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.